All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, everybody.
I have tiny legs and I'm fat.
What is happening?
How we doing today?
Doing fantastic. How we doing over there, Bob?
Doing great.
Needed that rain last night. Did we need that rain last night? Needed it, man.
Can we not?
We needed it.
Can we not?
4th of July is a week from tomorrow. That dawn on you yet?
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's the 4th. It always goes my wife's. It goes Father's Day, wife's birthday, 4th of July.
In those 3 weeks. Yeah.
It's just like bam, 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 bam. It's done.
Nothing slows down in the Sprague household.
No.
Because you can't be calm for the 4th of July.
No, you cannot.
Father's Day, we're celebrating you as the great dad that you are.
Wow.
And then, you know, mom's birthday. That's a big deal in the household. Especially when it's a big, big year, big number to hit.
It is a big number to hit. We can't talk about it though.
No. Don't say it.
I tried to make plans. I think I went too hard in the paint.
Too ham for the plans,
and she wasn't digging it. And so
what is 40 a big deal? It's not a big deal. It's basically 39 plus one. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. I just have stopped. I've taken myself out.
Okay,
and I've said, whatever you want.
Let go of the reins.
Talk to the kids and said, let's stop talking about it.
Don't bring it up.
These ideas continue to not be good.
No, whatever we're throwing out, nothing has been good enough yet.
We will not invite anybody.
Nope.
If she wants to see nobody, we'll see nobody. If we want to see everybody, we'll see everybody.
Whatever you want to do.
So, you know, we'll see what happens this week. And it's, I thought it went from like, hey, look at me, I'm planning.
Well, it's going to be great. Now. You're going to go ahead and need to shut that down, all right?
We're throwing the dart on the board, and we're not looking.
We don't want it. We don't want anything big happening for a 40th birthday.
All we're going to have is good attitudes.
40's going to freak me out. I will acknowledge.
You think 40's going to freak you?
I think 40's going to freak me out when I get there. I got a couple more years. I'm almost there. Mm. 39 might honestly freak me out, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm there.
39, knowing it's the last go-round in the threes, that's shocking.
So I was thinking about this because I'm going to be 40 in December. The
you
wife's
are.
A little older than me.
Yeah, you're almost there.
40 is going to be interesting to feel. 50 is going to be fascinating.
Yes.
60, this is going to sound really odd.
Not thinking there's a big deal about 60?
I feel like 60 is like a cool, fun number. And I don't know why that is. That's 20 past 40.
Yeah.
But I think there's something about you still have so many vivid memories of college.
Yes.
Or your early 20s.
Right.
And then even still, sometimes high school gets brought up, and
yeah.
In your mind, it's...
Doesn't seem that long ago.
Not that long ago, but then
is.
You go to a high school, and you go,
Jesus, man.
This isn't even the same school I was in.
What the hell happened over here?
So it's like, it's an odd thing, right? Hitting 40. And then
right.
50 is just like, it's the half of 100. It's a big milestone for people.
Sure. Half of a century.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's something between 50 and 70 where I think 60 sits, and it's just like... Yeah, man, I'd be 60. Looking forward to it.
Hey!
I might be
closer
wrong on
to
that.
Retirement. You're 5 years away, potentially, from retiring.
We're not retiring.
What are you talking about?
Here.
Come on, man. I lost my teeth.
74th this week of dirt.
I can't keep yelling about sports when I'm 65. Take the microphone away from me, man.
Did you get it's your like cup of coffee? It was $85 today.
It's like cars and old people. They shouldn't go together. Old media members, just walk away, buddy. Walk away.
But I don't know if I'm wrong on this. I've always kind of felt...
I'm kind of buying what you're selling.
It seems like a fun age, whereas 50 yeah. could be daunting, midlife crisis.
I feel like 50, once you hit over 50, this is, you know, people who are 52 are probably listening to this like, oh, God.
These, I'd love to hear from
know,
those people.
30-something-year-olds talking about it. 50, I feel like you just, you go over a threshold of old that anything after that is just another version of old. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Like, right, when you're still in your 30s, you can still feel, now I certainly don't, but you can still make the argument, like, I'm not that old, you know? 40, you kind of get there. That's why 40 is such a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I feel like 50, that's like a top of the roller coaster ride, and then you're going down from there. And anything other than, you know, anything over that, it's just another shade of being, oh, I'm just another year older. That's my theory. I actually buy what you're selling. I don't think 60 is as big a deal as 50. 50 is probably a slightly bigger deal than 40, but we're in the same ballpark at least.
Well, so if you're saying you'll be freaked out when you hit 40?
Yes, 40 will freak me out. 39 and 40 will freak me. I think 50 will too. I think 50 will too, but I'm agreeing with your take
on
60.
60, you're like,
whatever, dude, 59 to 60. Like,
I'm in the sweet spot.
I'm already here. Might as well make it another year.
Yeah.
Might as well get to the sixes if I'm already at 59.
I think if I was to get to 80, I mean, I'm probably going to turn into the old guy speeding that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, you're going to be that 85-year-old driving 115.
At that point, it's any given day, right? In my mind, I'm like, it just could be anything.
Any moment.
Why did he die?
Right.
I don't know. He just didn't wake up.
He was 84 years old. That's why.
Damn it.
He was up there.
So I think 80 would be like the real, if I'm to get to that number, end of road. Like, I'm seeing this with my dad.
Yeah.
My dad is going to be 70 soon.
It's a big deal.
I believe he's going to be 69 this year.
Okay.
But he's going to be 70 in a year.
Nice.
And he's got friends that aren't as healthy or active.
Doesn't do as much anymore.
He's lost some of them.
Right.
He's got other people going through medical issues in his life.
Yes.
I think, and I'm guessing here. I think my dad is actively freaked out about 70.
About 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't believe in not going to the doctor. He just doesn't like going to the doctor.
Sure. It's not a regular thing for him.
He's had bad medical stuff in his past from like earlier incidents.
Not a lot of trust there.
Yeah. And then when you start losing friends, even before 70,
yeah,
I think it really hits you of like, right. Oh God, I'm going to be 70.
Oh my God, what am I there?
That's a big deal, you know?
I feel like when you turn to the older ages, a lot of your reaction will be, what kind of shape are you in? Like my parents, my dad just turned 76, I think, in April, 76. And he's still he's still moving. He's still walking. He's still riding a bike. He's
still
active.
It blows my mind when you tell me your dad's age.
Right. And that's where I feel like the age won't, like if you hit 70 and you're not moving, because I got aunts and uncles that are that way, that like you go visit them on vacation and what do? It's like, you want to walk somewhere? That ain't happening. Right. Like there's not a lot of physical activity involved with it. So I feel like if you get to those years and you're not doing anything anymore, it hits you far more than if you're still active and you're still living somewhat of a normal life of what you lived 10, 15 years ago, it's just another number. Like I'm still, nothing's really changing about me at this point.
Yeah.
But if you're slowing down and you're not active or you're going through medical issues or you're, you know, things aren't clicking the way they're supposed to be clicking, then it's probably a much bigger deal.
So you played golf with your dad on Father's Day.
I did. Yeah.
Did you guys walk?
We did. We walked. Yeah. He just played 9. I played 18.
Okay.
But he'll walk and play 9 holes anytime.
All right.
He's still playing golf.
76, walking 9, no problem.
Right. You take it, man.
That's pretty good.
Complains after every shot he hits, even the good ones. Damn it. And then the putt goes in. Like, why? After every shot? What do you get out of that?
I played basketball with a guy like that. He used to shoot, and he'd be like, and it would swish.
Find a way to go in.
I'd turn him like, what are you on about?
Does that not feel good coming off the fingers?
I was going to hit back rim. You really have no feel for your shot at all.
You're that dialed in? What are we talking about here? Come on, man. That thing went in.
As soon as the ball releases from my finger, I'm like, that's going in.
No. Oh, yes. It's one of those plays.
He also used to do it just to trick everybody so he'd go get the rebound. Off!
Not a bad idea.
Going in. Rebound.
I'm right here. Nobody else is around. That's what we call a vet savvy play right there. You played a lot of rec basketball. You know your way around a gym.
We'll see how it goes this week, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll end up being fun.
Yeah, good luck with that. That's a tough one. That's a tough pickle to be in because you want it to be a big deal, but if she doesn't want it to be a big deal.
Yeah.
We have in our family, we have a 40 book that has been started like generations ago. So like great grandparents signed it. And so it goes to every member of the family when they turn 40.
Like how many what so how like you basically the family we talking about here?
It's
is it just your mom
just
and
my
dad?
Mom's side of the family, just my mom's side of the
so
family,
everybody in your mom's
anybody
side
who has turned 40,
okay,
has gotten the book, and you read basically everybody of where they're at in life at 40, what they're going through, what they're doing for work, where their kids are at.
Dude, that's
the year. And
that's
then
cool.
You write up. You have to add a chapter of the book. So you
I'm
write
they
in.
Read the.
So you
the
read
previous...
through it, and then you write through. You know, I'm living here. My kids are this age. I'm doing this for work.
I love that.
Your hopes, your dreams, your
How
failures.
How many generations was it started?
I don't know exactly when it started. I just know the book's probably 3 inches thick at this point. So I mean, you got a lot of cousins, a lot of aunts and uncles, a lot of people who have turned 40, and it's a big deal in our family. So my brother is next up. He turns 40. Or maybe he just turned 40. I think he just
I
got
think he's
it.
The same age as me, right?
Yeah, I think he just turned 40 in April.
Maybe?
Yeah, he definitely did. And he has the book right now, so he's up. He's got to fill that thing out.
If it's 3 inches thick, that makes me wonder if you went back to the first page.
How old are we talking here? Yeah, I should know that. I don't remember when it's like what generation of the family started it.
More worried about what's in it.
What are we talking about here? It's 1929.
They're complaining out there. It's not that cold. Like,
I mean, why
no.
do we need to put them all in the same
no,
school, you know?
No.
Oh, God. Grandma, no. Now I'm uncomfortable. Now I have bad visions of you guys.
You should mark it racism
yeah,
era.
Pre, what's the cutoff year? This is unacceptable. This, based on society, it can make sense why you felt that way.
Has there ever been multiple 40s in the same year?
Yeah, so you gotta ship it to the next person. So you only got a month or two. They'll give it to you like before you turn 40 to give you time to kind of read through it, and digest and understand when you turn 40. But that's a big deal in our family. 40 books gonna be coming my way soon.
That's a really fun idea.
It's a really fun idea. I'm excited to read through all the people, like, you know, you got relatives who are passed on, and like, you know, be a good like walk down memory lane of like, that's what you were doing when you were 40, huh?
Assuming the aliens don't end this all.
Hopefully. Do we not get abducted and probed?
It'd be really cool to be the ones to start that. Maybe I'll talk with my wife about that.
There's a new trend right here.
She could do it.
She could be the first one to fill it out.
And then we pass that on.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
You can think about all your nieces and nephews, and they'll go back and read what you were doing when you were 40, 20, 30 years from now, or however many years away it is.
So is it just a journal?
It's just like a journal, yeah. And I think it comes with, there's like a book that somebody started, like, this is 40, one of those, like, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul books.
Yeah.
Was the joke of it, and now people have started writing additional chapters into it.
Oh, that's really fun.
Yeah. The Johnson family, man.
So yesterday we were going through birthday stuff, but then we ended up pivoting into vacation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to take a vacation this year.
You got to get a vacation in, man.
But we're not, like, going super hard in the paint, and I hate to tell you this.
You going in the layup line vacation?
We bought Disneyland passes yesterday.
You're doing Disneyland.
We are.
Let's go.
Now, we're not doing, it's not just a Disneyland vacation.
No, you're just going to be down there.
We're going to San Diego. I've never been to San Diego.
Ooh, sounds delightful.
Trying to line up Padres tickets for our sister station down there. We play the Brewers the week we're there.
Not a bad little series right there. A couple of playoff teams in the NL.
We've got a cousin down there that we can stay with. I'd love to play at Pebble Beach. It's $580, so I will not be playing Pebble Beach.
What about Torrey Pines? Find a San Diego resident, get you on Torrey Pines.
So you can help me with this.
Yeah.
Pebble Beach, I thought that was a thing, that a resident got a discount, and I looked it up. Pebble Beach does not offer that.
Pebble Beach does not. I think Torrey Pines, does. I think, let me Google it. I think Torrey Pines is the only one.
If Torrey Pines offers it still, I have my cousin's husband, I will ask him to book my tee time.
Let's see.
And I will be absolutely trying to golf Torrey Pines.
I just remember
$60.
Hearing, City of San Diego receives significantly discounted green fees at Torrey Pines. For example, 18-hole resident rate starts as low as $51 on weekdays.
Dude. I'm going to be there on a weekday.
You must purchase a city resident photo golf ID card. So you got to get, they got some time. Tell them to go get a golf ID card.
Okay.
And then it's only valid for residents living directly inside the San Diego city limit.
But this means I have to show it.
Yeah. You got to take, you have a cousin that lives down there?
Yeah.
Have them buy the card. I don't know how many.
But at check-in, don't I have to show it to get it?
I don't know if you need one person or multiple. It does not fully. Yeah, give this guy a call and see what he is. He a golfer?
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't help.
If I could play Torrey Pines for $51.
It's a hell of a deal right there.
That's the best deal of my life.
It's got to be one of the best perks. Like, if you do play golf and you live in San Diego, that has to be one of the best perks of living down there.
Well, also,
that's a world-class golf course that's cheaper than, like, Heron Lakes.
I mean,
they play U.S. Opens there.
Here, if you right. want to play at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to be more than $51.
No, some places will be double that.
Yes,
some places $70, some places $60, but more than $51.
Yeah, so we'll see if I can try to find my way onto that course. I don't know if I will, but we'll figure out San Diego stuff, and then we're driving to L.A. for the one day. We're going to do Disneyland with my sister-in-law and her family.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to San Diego, because we mainly just want to check out San Diego.
I've never been to San Diego either.
Yeah, Disney's going to be a one day. We're getting there early the night before, wake up super early.
Do it for a full day.
Do it for the full. You can do Disneyland in a full day.
Yes.
Do the experience. Be done. Drive back to San Diego. Fly out of San Diego.
How long is the drive from L.A. to San Diego?
It's about, I think it's 2 hours or 3 hours.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not too bad.
So you're going Eugene or a little bit past Eugene. That's not bad.
Yeah, it'd be like going to Portland and wanting to go to a Duck game.
That's not bad at all, right? If you can get in and out in a day, you could almost, yeah.
I think it's an hour and a half to Disneyland from San Diego.
Yeah, because it's a little bit south of L.A., right?
Yeah, it's an hour and a half, yeah.
See, 90 minutes is fine.
I could
go do it for a day. Then you're not there for an entire week sinking your family fortune in a $10,000 trip to ride roller coasters for 5 days.
Well, there is that part too, yeah.
You do one day. You get your passes, you get your fix, kids are into roller coasters, you get the hell out of there.
I had an absolute panic attack. Hitting purchase yesterday.
I could imagine so.
So they have a kid deal for the summertime. The kid 3 to 9 is $50.
Good deal.
And then I have 3 other regular passes I have to buy. How much do you think a day, just one day?
For a non 3 to 9 year old?
And a non hopper pass. So I can't go to California Adventure.
Just one.
Only Disneyland.
Only Disneyland.
For a Thursday in August.
for a Thursday in August, I'm going to guess $200 a head.
You're a little high.
Little high? Okay.
A little high.
Overshot it a little bit?
Just a little bit.
We're talking about 150, 175?
149.
149.
Yeah. 149 a ticket. And then, of course, you have to get the Lightning multi-lane pass thing.
I mean, you have to.
Because you have to be first in line.
At that point, if you're only doing it for a day, you don't want to spend your entire day waiting in lines for roller coaster rides.
We did it last time. It really was a godsend.
Right? That helps out a little bit.
When you do it with Wyatt and Teddy, I need you to buy that pass.
It's not happening, dude. We got Oaks Park in the neighborhood. There's an octopus down there, okay? Go ride that. They got a new roller coaster down there,
they do
man.
Have a new roller coaster.
There's a new roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down. There's a big drop off. It's all you need.
I miss the mouse.
I do miss
the mouse. You remember the mouse?
I miss the forest dragon, as I want to say, but the pirate ship one.
Oh, yeah.
That would go up and down. It would swing
it
back and
dragon,
forth.
It was a dragon, wasn't it?
I think it was a dragon. I can't remember the name of the ride, but that was the one.
Did you like that one?
I hated that ride. I hate roller coaster rides. The feeling of falling, I'm out on, dude. I'm out on that.
Well, a couple years ago, they had that ride where it's like three pronged, so they have like rows in these three different sections.
Right.
That makes any sense. And it's one of those, it swings back and forth, but then it starts also spinning.
Spinning at the same time.
And then eventually it'll do a full loop gravity and momentum.
No, I'm out.
Did you see a couple years ago, it literally stopped upside down for 30 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
So they're just hanging out up there?
Yeah.
I'm out.
32 minutes, I think, was the wait time to get them, like, to get the machine to come down.
If people are scared of flying, it cracks me up that they can't be scared of roller coasters, too, because I have that fear. Anytime I get on a roller coaster, I think, who checked the nuts and bolts on this thing? Who is in charge of this?
A qualified professional.
Did they go through every single nut and bolt and make sure that these things aren't coming loose and I'm not going to get stuck up here? I'm not going anywhere near that thing. There's been like five of those in the news in the last 2 months where
it
people get stuck on it. We got to get fire trucks with the giant ass ladders out there to pull the people off of the roller coaster one at a time as they've been up there for 2 hours at the peak of the ride. Nope. Nope.
Yeah. I think the one-day Disneyland idea is the best approach.
Without a doubt. If I ever did it, that's the way that I would do it.
What's the ballpark you think of that total price? How much? So my sister-in-law bought a food pass. Like she bought like a food card.
So are we talking for the entire family or just for your foursome?
Just for our foursome.
Just for your foursome?
We purchased it separately.
So you're already in for what, $400, right? At least maybe $500 for tickets. $150 plus 50
plus the lightning pass
plus the light.
Everybody,
how much is the lightning pass?
I actually don't remember what it said it was.
Okay.
My wife and I were just like, we're not. We're going to go to the lines that are the shortest.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing one day, you don't. It's different maybe if you're there for a week and you can sit around in line for a little bit. But
they tell you where to go. It literally in the app is, I will say this, you may hate it.
Sure.
That Disneyland app is
points in the right direction.
You open it and it literally says Space Mountain right now, 15-minute wait.
Ooh.
And so you dart over, you go to the Lightning Lane pass.
Let's get over there as quick as we can.
You pass everybody who's depressed in line.
Right, watching you
and
go
then
by
it
them.
It says, this ride, 10-minute wait. Like, you just jump to where it's telling you because of the line.
Seems like that should be illegal. Have to be able to jump people in line for a ride.
Yeah, pay that extra do-re-me, buddy. I'm paying more money than those people in line. Dude.
I would be so pissed being one of those dads. It's like 97 degrees, and you've been standing in line for an hour and 10 minutes, and all these fast pass people keep Lightning McQueen. Who are you? Now you're getting on the roller coaster before me? I'd be livid, yelling the entire time. There's no way you get out of there for a day. If that's already in the 500 range, right, and this doesn't count food for the fam, everything else that goes into it, are we counting your one-night stay, too?
Well, that's being bought with points.
Okay, that's a points buy.
And that's not on Disneyland. That's the across-the-street Anaheim hotel.
Smart move right there.
Dude, you ain't getting me on the Disneyland
Check
hotel.
Out an Angels game while you're there. I'm gonna say you're gonna be just about $1,000 for the day.
$1,000?
I think $1,000 for
now,
the day.
You're not counting food, are you?
I am counting food.
I haven't bought food.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm saying if I plan on top of what you're gonna spend while you're down there,
okay.
You're gonna buy something there too. Like you're not getting out of Disneyland without buying something.
Yeah, you think I'm walking out without ears?
Right.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking about doing.
You're buying something.
I might be leaning into the nerdum.
Ooh.
And I might do the lightsaber creation journey. So you can make a lightsaber at this experience.
Oh, now we're over $1,000.
Oh, it's like $500.
$500 what? For a made lightsaber?
Happy Friday, guys.
Hey, what's up, Schultzy?
No, I did the lightsaber thing. It's like $300, maybe $275.
Okay.
What, is it worth it?
Yes. Damn right
it is. If you love Star Wars, it is.
So you get like your own lightsaber
to
take home?
No, you literally build it. It's you and a bunch of people.
Okay.
They give you all, you choose your crystal.
You got to have
your lightsaber. Ooh, red, blue, green.
Give me a green one. I want a green lightsaber.
You take that, you put it in these parts, you ship it out, it comes out, and it delivers. It's a lightsaber.
Just so you know, though, they don't.
Super nerdy.
Oh, no. It's pretty awesome. They don't give you the option to do like a Luke Skywalker, Darth Maul, or Obi-Wan. It's like just a random, what do they call it, a hilt? For a lightsaber, so you're not you're paying, but not like choosing. I kind of was upset that I did this like create your own lightsaber journey because what was it a year ago that my wife and I went? It was awesome, but then I went to the store right next to it afterwards and saw that I could have had like a Luke Skywalker lightsaber for like the same price. So you're building a cool lightsaber, but it's not related to.
Is it customized in any way for you?
Yes, you can pick different like types of
features
parts.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
put the thing
but
together.
It's not. Okay, but can you like get your name on it? Does it say like Dirt's lightsaber?
I don't.
It does not.
I want it engraved.
What
it's my
Jedi
lightsaber.
Would put Dirt's
can
lightsaber.
I put my number on there? Number 10? Can I have a number 10?
Cool if you could, but
right? No, I can't have that.
Like at the bottom of the bat. This, but I want to.
I just had to chime in for this unbelievable nerdy conversation that I am absolutely.
We took a hard nerd turn here, real quick. I didn't know how we got here.
6:33.
6:33.
Just for the ticket.
Total price for everything.
Yeah. Just to get in the park.
So now we're dealing with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. At least you got the room coverable points. If you go lightsaber, you're well over a grand.
Oh,
for
we'll
a
be
day.
Getting breakfast at McDonald's before we walk into the park.
Smart move. Get some egg McMuffins.
Do you guys do like a meal? Like they will do like inside one of the rides, they have like a nice little restaurant, but you have to prepay for all that.
Oh, we're
like
probably
going
to go to Pizza Planet, do pizza slices for like $7 each.
That's what my wife and I did.
Yeah, that's
there's
a smart move.
Lunch is cheap.
Yeah, you can find a way to eat for
and
cheap.
And then dinner, there's a place that serves off the main Dragon Disney that serves the killer fried chicken.
Oh, okay.
We ate there last time. It was delicious.
So food won't be too expensive
food
then.
Won't be as bad as you think.
The big swing will be to spray come home with a custom lightsaber.
There is that.
If
yeah.
you do, if then you I'm do, you got mine in.
Oh, yeah, next time Schultz fills in.
Yes.
You guys can have a lightsaber battle?
Absolutely not. But
turn the lights off on the YouTube.
Oh my God. Actually, mine makes a sound every time I walk by it in my office.
Does it really?
Yeah, because it's just in the case.
Come play with me.
It breathes like Darth Vader.
Does it really?
Yes, it really does. It is not on. I checked. So get ready for that.
Schultz.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. Let's get it going. Let's start with this. USA. USA.
Yeah, we played our backups. Who cares?
Soccer, the World Cup has a weird thing.
It's a good game, though.
It was a great game.
Entertaining.
It literally came down the last couple seconds. Let's start with the World Cup. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1. John Strong, Fox Sports on the call. We got a nutmeg in the game winner for Turkey beating USA yesterday. How about that?
Love a good nutmeg, whatever it happens.
That's an all-time great nickname for a move.
It absolutely
a
is.
A nutmeg. It works in every sport. It's so good.
You got nutmeg. What happened to you over there? Got nutmeg.
Did you see they showed Scottie Pippen last night at the World Cup?
Dude.
And did you hear John Strong's comment?
I absolutely did. And John Strong is already a local legend.
He's the same.
He's already a hero.
Oh, my God.
As a University of Oregon grad, voice of the tip. Like, dude, that guy has gone places locally. Yeah. Him shouting out Scottie Pippen, known Portland Trailblazer, was unquestionably the highlight of the night.
How many Bulls fans lost their S?
What?
Blazer?
What are you talking about over there?
Get out of here.
Amen for John Strong, dude. We all remember him the most from his time in Portland.
How could we forget?
Who could forget
it's the ridiculous.
Long-tenured Portland Trailblazer Scottie Pippen?
I find it, I've always found this about soccer. The World Cup is a little different, but you get this a little bit in the Premier League is what I learned. When certain things are already clinched and done, and I know Turkey has seemed like maybe they were playing for a hope and a prayer.
Are they still alive?
I
don't know anything other than what our route is.
The broadcast made it sound like even at the end in like the 90th minute, I thought I heard them say slim chances, but
okay, they need a win,
they need
but
stuff
maybe
to
yeah.
happen, I think.
Need a couple of dominoes to fall their way.
But I'll look it up. And I mean, I don't think it's likely they're advancing.
Strong on the final call. Even said, like, as they won, it was, well, they may not be going on, but they're having fun.
I think maybe that's what it was. Maybe I heard it that way then. So they are not, and USA is. They already know who they're going to play.
Yep.
But it's still odd to, like, watch your team lose in the last 10 seconds of a soccer match in the World Cup. A
little tough.
And look, I know Pulisic came on late, but we largely played most of the backups, but it was still it's still such an odd feeling to lose something
right.
on the big stage, being undefeated and being a wagon, and then be like, it doesn't matter. We're moving on.
Yeah, that's the only tough part when you get group play, and it's not like a – I mean, you can't do a single elimination tournament, although that certainly would be entertaining if you had a bracket to fill out and it was one game. You lose one game and you're done, and goal differential doesn't matter and any of that stuff. We'd probably embrace it a little bit more as fans because this is the tricky part with group play. They've already won the group. Last night literally didn't matter.
By the way, going into that game against USA.
Okay, they were already eliminated.
For pride.
And, hey, good for them, dude, because they played with a lot of pride. They played hard. It got feisty near the end of the first half. A couple of guys go head or forehead to forehead yelling at each other. John Strong's yelling at the ref to get control of the game. Got control down there! It was entertaining. It is a very weird feeling. Like, you're watching it, but you're not watching it with the same level of enthusiasm and excitement than you were the opening game, where it's like, all right, first game of the World Cup, let's see how this looks. Mm-hmm. And then you get Australia and Seattle, and the atmosphere is great. Not that it wasn't last night, but that win, and you knew what it meant. Now it's just a formality. Like, let's just stay healthy and get out of this. And how many backups did they end up playing last night? Felt like half the team wasn't even the normal starters from the first two games. You mentioned Pulisic. He came on at the end in the second half and got a couple of minutes, which, it's nice to see him healthy and running around a little bit.
Yeah.
But they play. I mean, it was their backup squad that they played, and they lost 3-2. Weird feeling because it should matter. It's a World Cup game, but ultimately it doesn't matter in any way, shape, or form.
So the USA is going to move on. They lose last night to Turkey again in like the last 20 seconds of the match. So they're going to play Herzegovina, and then is it Bosnia? Bosnia is the other one, right?
I think.
Am I wrong?
That's the same.
I think it's the same country.
Bosnia-Herzegovina is one country.
Is the one
nation.
Country. It's one nation under God, indivisible.
With liberty
and justice for all.
Okay, good to know. Sure.
Good to know. I think that's what I'm enjoying about the World Cup is how little I know about all of the bracket. I'm just learning as I'm watching.
Yes.
And so moves on to the knockout stage. I was like, okay, cool. Go Mexico. That's cool.
Okay. All right. They're good at least.
We're in the knockout stage.
I'm learning new things about. I didn't know Cape Verde was a country.
Yeah.
Learning that in the tournament.
Turkey is Turkia.
Turkey has changed their name.
Yeah.
They've switched over.
Yeah, I have a little bone to pick with that, guys.
Ooh.
Not huge. It's just I'm a little confused on what to say. Because Strong was calling it Turkey on the call last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't say, like, Italia or Brasilia. We say Brazil or Italy. Like,
They say Brasil. Brazil. We say Brazil.
Exactly, because we're speaking. It's
right.
For our American.
So I don't
English
think it's
people.
I think it's like they legitimately it's changed name. The name of the country.
Yeah.
So
like,
it is.
From, like, it's not
Turkey.
Italy anymore. It's Italia anymore. Like, they literally changed the name.
It says Turkey on the map.
Got to figure that out now. Okay.
Yeah. Because Czechoslovakia did that as well, where I don't know how many years ago.
Czechia.
The general area became Czechia. Now it's Czechia. And a lot of people were like, where the hell is what?
Right.
And it took a long time to kind of adjust. I think that's legitimately what happened. The country is no longer named Turkey. It is Turkey.
You're right. I did get that wrong. It was being phrased as Bosnia
and is this two countries, one country?
The United States and
and
America.
Can we combine with Mexico for our soccer team?
I don't think that's going to be.
We'd be pretty unstoppable if we could.
I don't believe that would be allowed to happen.
Can we be a North American team? Can we get a
Canada,
you know,
Mexico, yeah, America, dude. One super team?
Like
one,
Mexican cartels would be like, no. Soccer players are better than yours.
They send their drugs up here. Let's team up together.
Just play the Seven Continents Tournament.
Yes, we're talking.
And everybody can combine all their teams.
Although European continent would probably
they
dominate.
Would dominate.
They would probably dominate.
They would probably dominate.
South America would be pretty good, too.
My wife wanted to pop into the liquor store last night.
I mean, why not? It's a Thursday.
So we go in there and I'm not getting anything, so I'm just like looking on the shelves, and I always look up to see some of the higher end alcohol that I'm never going to buy, and I see a bottle of tequila and it was $3.99, and they didn't even show the bottle, it was just in a really fancy box,
right?
And I asked the lady, I'm like, hey, has anybody bought that $400 tequila? And she looks up and she goes, it's kind of dusty, I don't think I'm buying. nobody's bought that. And I was like, yeah, that's a lot of money. And she goes, but I'll tell you what they are buying, the one next to it, that FIFA bottle. And I go, what?
Oh.
And she shows me the bottle, and it's the same company, same maker, but it's a $200 bottle, and it's a FIFA-exclusive soccer one. And she goes, yeah, just the other day I had a gentleman come in here. He was in full Mexican gear, and he's like, oh, I got to have that. So I had to grab the ladder and go get it. And I was like, that's awesome.
Got to get your commemorative bottle of tequila from the World Cup.
I mean, if you're spending $200 on a really nice bottle of tequila, but is you're it splitting like, it 12 ways, I mean.
If you split it, it's not that bad.
If you're splitting it, whatever.
Is it in the shape of the trophy? Like, what is it? Or does it just say World Cup on it?
I don't even know if it said World Cup. I think it just says FIFA on the box. It's green.
I want one in the shape of the trophy.
And I think the bottle has, it's one of those like bells at the top of the bottles. Have you seen these?
I have not seen those.
I forget the name of the other company that does that.
You
but the
ring
really,
the bell when you're done?
Like the top of the bottle, it has like a little bell on it or something.
Yeah, I've not been in a liquor store in a while.
It's been a hot minute for
me.
I've not ventured
into one in quite some time.
Yeah.
It's not a normal stop for me. But you gave me one that was the shape of the trophy, I'd contemplate buying it. Like twist off the top, now I'm drinking. And then I have something that I'm going to actually want to keep for in terms of an empty bottle. Like when I'm done with it?
How many people would have to be at a World Cup watch party, let's say at your house, for
to
you to buy
that?
A $400 bottle?
A lot.
Like, would you spend $40?
I'd spend $40. $10 or 10 people, $40 a person. I would consider doing that.
I'd assume you each get probably 2 cocktails out of that.
Probably.
Would be my guess.
Yeah, out of an entire bottle for 10 people.
And then
at least 2 cocktails.
It's a $20 cocktail.
Shot every time you're scoring a goal. Now we're having a great time.
Are you going to a bar and spending less than $20 on a really high-end cocktail? Probably not.
We should do that for other trophies as well. Like, if they sold a Lombardi trophy that was a bottle of booze and you just twist off the football at the top and booze comes out of it. Yeah. Obviously not full size. I don't need a full size Lombardi.
Sure.
Maybe a shrunken down, maybe a fourth of the size. I'd buy that bottle.
See, the Stanley Cup one would have to be they give you Stanley Cup
yes,
cups.
Yes.
The bottle can't fill.
Yeah.
It'd have to be the cups are the cup.
You buy some sort of Canadian, you know, vodka or whatever, and it comes with a Stanley Cup that you can drink out of while you're doing
it. Exactly. That's what makes it better.
I think we just created a good idea here.
The scenes in Kansas City, by the way, yesterday with Norway.
Oh, wild.
Unbelievable.
Wild. The scene of them walking down the street to the stadium, did you see?
That's what I was talking about.
Yes, it was like 800 million people were there.
They did the fast-forward video where it shows you when there's nobody there versus like when they start to go to the stadium. And it just, I don't know, man, within a split second, it goes from almost nobody to just everybody.
Just filling the entire streets.
It was nuts.
How are there this many people here from your country?
They were lighting those the smoke flares that were orange. They were letting those off. I follow a couple people at our sister station in Kansas City that do radio over there. They're posting, like, they're wearing the orange gear to just fit in with the crowd. They're taking selfies with everybody. They're going crazy.
I wonder how many people in the area, because when I saw that video, I thought there's really that many people from the country. And then you realize there's probably some people who are living in the United States who maybe their family's from there or they're rooting for that team. It's their ancestral home, so maybe they're watching.
Oh, you get a lot of people if they have Norway in the back.
Yeah, my great-grandmother was born in Norway or whatever.
They're going to do it.
I also thought, like, to your point, and I'm glad you brought that up because I've thought this, if we would have had that, but, like, the United States wasn't playing here, like, if we got games at Providence Park and we had, I don't know, Japan versus Sweden yesterday.
Yeah.
Dude, I do have some Swedish blood in me. I would have totally just gone in cosplay for one of the countries, just for the fun of it. Sit in the crowd, yell, do the chants the entire game, just to experience what it's like. I wonder how many people did that in Kansas City. They're walking down, give me an orange shirt, let's go, baby. I'm going to be one of you today.
I think a lot of people are doing this.
I think that would be really fun.
I mean, how many, like, are we really convinced that's all of Scotland?
I don't think so.
I think there's, I've seen guys in Portland in kilts.
It's got to be Scottish people.
So I think you're just getting everybody just jumping in and jumping on.
Get some Scottish Americans. Ecuador beat Germany yesterday. That was pretty bananas.
Stunning upset.
Massive, massive upset.
By the way, they
entered the knockout round.
The U.S. plays next Wednesday in Santa Clara against Bosnia Herzegovina.
Yes.
Round of 32.
Next Wednesday. We already know our game. We don't know any of the other games that day yet. I think there's 3 games that day. They're one of them. They're a -225 favorite to win that game. Now we're into the knockout round. So, now it's going to start getting fun.
Let's see. We got, we're the only one we know so far.
It's interesting because I did, there was a lot of excitement when it started, and then now I'm just kind of to the point where I'm excited for good games. Like, I'm excited for more marquee matchups.
Stakes. I'd legit be excited, like, if I think Seattle hosts a semifinals matchup. Like
I believe so.
Yeah, if that's a possible, you know, lineup with the U.S. getting to Seattle for that, that would be really cool.
Yeah, there's a game that Thursday as well, or next Wednesday, I should say, in Seattle. They got one, too, one of the knockout round games.
Yeah, the 32.
Well, did you see that they're trying to, today, Egypt and Iran are trying to get them to not have Pride Night after the field?
Yeah, good luck with that, guys.
From what I'm surprised.
Would you love to see one of their like leaders against like Mayor Katie Wilson in Seattle just to see them talking? Like that would be hilarious. Like just, my God.
Who? Yeah.
How not do you to not? Go political, but it would be funny.
Of all the, is that the only Pride Night game of the entire World Cup?
If there is another one, I haven't seen it.
Did we pick that as like a joke?
They was picked it, like, it before the matchup.
Okay, so before we knew who was playing in the game.
The day at the stadium.
The June 26th date.
It ended up being Egypt and Iran, and we were like,
whoops. Was there nobody in the higher-ups that was like, maybe we should just, you know, pick a different name?
Joe Fish is going to that match.
Joe Fish is going to be there tonight.
And I think he's wearing a rainbow shirt.
I told him he should, between Egypt and Iran. I mean, who are you going to root for there? It's kind of tough. Probably Egypt, they got the better player.
Could you make like a super gay Mo Salah jersey?
I don't think that would be a very good idea.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say don't.
Well, but the teams are legitimately asking them to.
Yeah. Like, hey. If you thought the Giants players writing things on their hat for Pride Night was a big deal,
yeah.
This is a little bit of a higher degree of being against the festivities of the evening in Seattle.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge.
Just a little bit.
More concrete in their stance against the
issue. I'm going to have to turn on and see what that looks like.
I mean, I will be watching.
And I'll be curious what Joe reports back, because he's taking his kid to the game.
Yeah, we're taking little Joey's going.
Be on alert.
He's into soccer.
Be on alert.
Couple
weird
$100.
Times.
Yeah, I'm staying away from that one.
Weird times. All right, we got a lot more to get into. Dirt and Spray. We will talk about... By the way, the Mets just fired their manager.
Oh, what took you so long?
No kidding.
So bad.
That was
most
Mendoza,
expensive
right?
roster. Yeah, Carlos Mendoza's been fired.
Six infield errors two nights ago.
They're so bad.
Get out of here.
Juan Soto's in 300. Woo!
Mike Inori, he was introduced yesterday. We'll talk about some Mike Inori. Bring some audio to you coming up at the top of the 7 a.m. hour. Dirt and Sprague back with more 641 on the Fan. Oh, happy Friday, everybody. Life may not be perfect, but... if you're out and about right now, try to enjoy what you can.
A couple of checkbacks to the opening segment, by the way.
Sure.
One listener said, you absolutely have to play Tory. I played there last year, $85 with the resident, and you just need one person to have the resident rate.
Do they have to play with me? I don't know if the guy plays golf.
I think he has to play with
you. So it'd be like a mix of, imagine you get to play Tory Pines,
right.
But with Patrick Harris.
Oh, that's still a yes.
It's still a yes for me. It's still a yes.
How many shots per hole do you allow?
I would just tell him to pick up after 10 on every hole.
Okay.
Or just, like, if he's really that bad, I'd offer to honestly probably pay for his round. Because if you told me I could play Torrey for 160,
maybe he's good.
I would do it.
I'm not a very good golfer myself. Sure. Torrey's probably going to eat me alive.
Dude, if he's terrible, just go drop at the 150 stick and play your way in. You know?
Is there, like, an economy down there of people selling their access? Like, hey, guys,
I imagine
a
there
residence,
is. Yes.
Resident, and if you want to come golf here
idea,
for a
Schultz.
Discount, pay me $200.
Because if you told
a great
somebody
idea.
They could play Torrey Pines for 130,
I'd do it in
yeah,
a heartbeat.
But that 130 versus, what, 85
right.
is the fee of the residency? They would sign up for that all day.
All
in my
day.
Mind, Torrey Pines is a $600 course.
I mean, to your point, if you want to go play Pebble Beach, how much are you paying? It's $500 plus.
I think legitimately it was $580.
Yeah.
So I mean, check Craigslist. Seriously. Like, I bet people are down there doing that right
I would
now.
Be
old Smokey Joe's
out.
Back behind the clubhouse lighting up a heater. Time you tried to get on. Got a 1220. All right, let's go, Smokey Joe. I'm in, man.
What's your handicap?
What's your handicap?
Okay, we can't play strokes.
I'll give you two strokes aside.
That's a good idea, Schultzy. I would do that if I lived down there.
What else happened? Somebody said about the age thing. I'm 72. You're wrong. It still hurts every year. But another one, I made a bigger deal about 40 than I did 50.
See,
and
this is my point, though. The 72-year-old, thank you for chiming in.
Yeah.
I understand 72. It hurts. But when you hit 60, did it feel different than when you hit 40,
yes.
50, and 70?
Did they all feel the same?
I'm going to bet 60 for whatever dumb reason I have in my brain, yes. It just feels like a little bit more of a party.
We have somebody turning 60 in a couple weeks who has chimed in.
Okay.
Saying, you're absolutely right. Anything over 50 just feels like the same category. It's just a little bit older.
Yeah.
And, of course, everything hurts a little bit more.
Well, yeah, there is that. Yeah.
So, you got that. Somebody
the
said,
hurt part, yeah.
Once I hit my 50s, I had to use my iPhone calculator to figure out my age. That's...
I think a couple surveys have said most people agree that like 40s is the best decade. So you made the
point
about
40s are the best years of your life.
Yeah,
huh?
Because you've kind of
got the
it
most
to...
mature.
Yeah,
you're definitely like
peak of your career. Hopefully,
exactly. And you don't care as much. You're kind of starting to be like, you know what? I'll just wear the stretch pants as opposed to like try to look like people start to lose
your insecurities.
Exactly.
Right.
You're just kind of like whatever.
What am I worried about? I don't care what you think.
That's
you
a
said
good point.
50
Schultz?
At the top of the roller coaster. That's a good one.
The insecurities dropping off because you get in your 40s. even if by the end of your 30s it's kicked in, the mid to early 30s, you're still in like the 20s mentality of like, yes. I care a little bit.
Yes.
I want to be viewed as this. Now, some people don't have that. They just have it turned off in their brains and they don't care and they never have.
Social media hasn't helped that either.
Right.
There's a keeping up with the Joneses aspect of seeing what people are doing. Like, God, that looks like a great life, even though it's all a lie.
Well, I've always said this. Like, I had a daughter at 25, was in no way ready for it. But then, you know, we had it and here we go. I don't feel like I was a legitimate adult in the way that we talk about being an adult until
no.
I was like 32.
No, yeah.
There was a lot of things in my 20s I'm like,
look back on.
Still a big idiot. Yeah,
probably shouldn't have done
that.
I'm
still an idiot, right. But, you know, even more so.
It's a different level of an idiot. That is a very good point. And I'm very thankful for that reason that I did wait, because I was as bad as you could be in your 20s.
We'll get to the Mike and Nori stuff coming up here at the top of the hour. What did you make? Because I don't want to spend another show.
Let's do it.
I just want to get your thoughts on the front office tweet that went super viral yesterday and got every media member in the country basically quote tweeting it, making fun of Tom Dundon. Now, if I can find, I just had this on my timeline.
Go find Rachel Nichols. I know she has it. we have literal children without functional schools. What are we doing here?
Yeah, so front office sports.
You'll pay your teacher's argument, huh?
Which is kind of an aggregator of just headlines.
Yes,
and they
that's
find
where
ways
all
to
of these are
click.
Coming from. They're aggregators that take little things and, like, you know, put quotes in somebody's mouth and everybody reacts to it.
By the way, Caleb Williams lost his trademark for Iceman to George Gervin.
Good. As he should. As he's not. Should. He's not the Iceman.
Damn it! They tweet a lot.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna find it. But it basically was Tom Dundon says he will not give any money for $600 million renovation of arena, and everybody quote tweeted that, and it's certainly gone viral. I will tell you that much. There's a lot of national media members that saw this and were like, "Oh my God, what is happening?" And then you get into some of the weeds of the aggregation, and it's school this, school that, funding this, billionaires that, and it's been an annoying conversation. I had a media member I text with yesterday that was at the press conference, and just, you know, going back and forth, and asked how I was doing. I said, I'm really tired of talking about Tom Dundon. Other than that, though, I'm really excited about the hire, and I'm excited to get to see where the roster's going to go.
Yeah, free agency opens in a couple of days.
And they said amen, and then this front office sports thing came out. I couldn't stop seeing it. Yeah, it's a trailblazer on Tom Dundon wants taxpayers to pay the entire $600 million for the team renovations, and then there's a quote from him, and that's it.
Yeah, it's a good reminder of how easy it is to manipulate narratives via social media and overlook key details and key facts of the story that if you live in the area, you know. Now, the idea of, again, giving money to a billionaire might still be taboo for some. I think there's ways around that of explaining where the money's coming from, the taxes that we're using, the length of the lease that may or may not be signed, and how much money it would actually end up being per year. There being some sort of rent payment, revenue share. Like, there's ways to actually explain this that I think would make sense to most level-headed people, and it wouldn't be a national freakout. But this is what happens on social media, man. People see headlines. People like being outraged. If you're outraged about something on social media, you know what you're likely to get? A lot of reaction, a lot of retweets, a lot of comments, a lot of, you know, follow backs and all of that. And so it just becomes an echo chamber of people yelling about an issue on social media. And all the people yelling about a random front office sports headline are going to move on in 72 hours to whatever the next thing is to be outraged by. It just, there is a feeling of, and this is locally and nationally to a certain extent, of just sharks circling in the water over any time the name is brought up, any sort of storyline that could be had about him, and it sparks the same outrage, and then it gets quiet for a couple of days, and then something comes up, and it's the same outrage, and I'm in 100% agreement with you of I cannot wait until our Blazer conversations are not about the arena funding, why did we give our coach only a one-year contract, and it's more about, hey, we added X, Y, and Z to our roster. We're projected to win X amount of games. Here are our odds. Let's start talking actual basketball. We will be there at some point, but it's going to take a while to get there.
The best day of our lives collectively, I think, will be the city announcing the funding going through.
Yes.
The lease being signed.
Kill that story for 20 years.
And then all we'd have after that is, well, there's still going to be random cheap stories that pop up.
Of course there will.
Because people will leak stuff. They always do.
My hope is, though, that if there is some sort of proof and pudding of, like, we get 3 or 4 years down the road and the arena deal is done, so that topic is gone. And let's say Mike Inouye wins and we give him a 5-year extension paying him $7 million a year.
Right.
Or we're in the luxury tax more often than we're not because we're pushing and we're trying to win. All of the other stuff will evaporate and fade away.
Well, by the way, who just won the title?
The Carolina Hurricanes?
No.
Oh, New York Knicks?
New York Knicks.
Yes, they did.
See a little funny story yesterday? Jim Dolan, big rich Jim Dolan in New York City, might not bring Mitchell Robinson back because guess why?
I'm not paying that luxury tax.
I won't pay that tax.
Can we all shift the focus to him or because he won a championship, we're not allowed to criticize
him? Well, it's okay if you win the championship.
Okay, got
That's
it.
That's the rule.
But only in one sport, not the other. Got it. Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to make sure I keep my scoreboard right here.
Loaded second hour. Let's get to know Mike Inouye, new head coach of the Blazers, had his opening press conference yesterday. Dive into that. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.